UN warns Sudan spiraling out of control as sickness and starvation loom. By John Hayward on August 18, 2023. The United Nations said on Tuesday that the situation in Sudan is spiraling out of control as medicine stocks run out. Refugees surge, planting time ticks away for farmers. And a deadly clash between rival Hunta factions threatens to escalate into a full-blown civil war. Sudan has been gripped since April by a brutal power struggle between Hunta leaders General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. Dagalo, head of a brutal paramilitary force called the RSF, was Burhan's partner in overthrowing longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir in 2019. The two had a falling out in 2023 that swiftly escalated into violence, with horrendous civilian casualties and human rights abuses. The UN said on Tuesday that over a million people have fled across Sudan's borders to escape the fighting and over 3.4 million are internally displaced. Counting corpses is difficult given the volatile and dangerous environment, but the UN estimated at least 4,000 people have been killed. Those who remain in Sudan are running low on food and medicine. Power and water are cut off with distressing frequency, and looting is rampant. The power went down across much of Sudan on Sunday and has not yet returned, taking cell phone service with it. The UN urged the warring Hunta leaders to sit down for negotiations, but each has sworn to kill the other. Burhan gave a speech on Monday accusing the RSF of betrayal and treachery, claiming its leaders have been tyrannized by greed and thirst for power. Burhan said Dagalo, who goes by the nickname Hamadi, and his top officers were entirely responsible for the violence. He said Dagalo launched the conflict with a campaign of misinformation, lies, deceit, falsification of facts and buying off people, under the banner of institutional falsehood called Rapid Support Forces. Burhan accused Dagalo's forces of war crimes, including the looting of property, killing and abusing indiscriminately, raping of women, and committing every crime that can be imagined or come to mind. Burhan saluted his own forces as heroes and martyrs for opposing Dagalo's plan to take the country back to an era before the modern state and rule over its ruins. He vowed that his forces would achieve victory over this disastrous rebellion with the help of Allah. The deputy head of the Sovereign Council, the military-dominated hybrid government that is supposed to guide Sudan back to elected civilian rule over the next few years, said on Tuesday that the war between Burhan and Dagalo will end at a negotiating table. But there are no negotiations currently in progress, international mediation efforts have stalled, and the feuding Hunta bosses have violated every ceasefire agreement. Local eyewitnesses and humanitarian aid workers said Dagalo's RSF, which grew out of the infamous Janjaweed militia that operated under Bashir, has been hunting down non-Arab residents of Darfur and massacring them as they try to flee. These witnesses also accused the RSF of using sexual assault as an instrument of terror, a charge the militia denied. Burhan's forces have also been accused by humanitarian agencies of committing atrocities, including the indiscriminate use of explosive weapons that inflict large amounts of collateral damage. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, director for Sudan, Eddie Rowe, said on Friday that attacks on aid workers in Sudan must stop now. At least 19 Sudanese nationals working for humanitarian programs have been killed since the Burhan-Dagalo battle began in April. At least 53 humanitarian warehouses have been looted and 87 offices ransacked. More than 40,000 tons of WFP food assistance has been stolen in a logistics hub in south-central Sudan, one of largest on the African continent, was overrun, Rowe said. The targeting of aid workers and humanitarian assistance is against the rules of war. Humanitarians and the aid they provide are neutral and impartial in conflict. They dedicate their lives to helping people caught up in crisis. Their safety, and that of the civilians they serve, must be guaranteed, he said. The conflict spread to two more cities on Friday, including El Fasher in Darfur, which hosts some 600,000 internally displaced civilians, and Al-Fallah, capital of the West Kordofan region. Residents of Al-Fallah reported RSF fighters clashing with the army and police, setting buildings on fire, and looting shops.